Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
With Eric Andre. Bonus.
What is your title? Journalist?
Chicken wing journalist?
I would say just like host.
Host.
Okay. So I'd go with
say
host.
I'm a host.
I'm a host. That's what I would say.
How did you get into hosting?
So I did go to college for broadcast journalism.
Yeah.
I went to the University of Illinois. And then after that, I had a job as a copywriter, but I always kind of wanted to keep my eye of the tiger. You know, I was like working this job, working with older ladies, you know, that are moms and like, have, you know, it just didn't feel like I'm doing what I'm supposed to be doing. So I'd always take freelance.
Older ladies? What do you mean?
It was just like I'd That's have like, nothing just... in common with anyone around me. Oh, like I wasn't a young, you know what I mean? It was like very dusty.
You were with a dustier generation.
Yeah, exactly. So it just didn't feel like I was doing what I was supposed to be doing at that time. So I would take any.
This is in Chicago.
Yeah. And I would take any freelance magazine sort of project that I could get. You know what I mean?
As a journalist?
Yeah, a lot of times they'd want to do interviews.
Not on camera, print.
Print, exactly. Okay. So they'd want to, you know, if there was like an interview with a player on the Chicago Bulls or a chef in Chicago or whatever, and they'd want to put it in print, they could outsource kind of like a boots on the ground person to do that.
So you interviewed Horace Grant, Scottie Pippen.
Derrick Rose, actually.
Derrick Rose,
yeah.
Okay.
And then in 2014, there was an All-Star weekend in New Orleans, and I was doing all these interviews that were supposed to be in print or, you know, on digital or in the magazine. And back then, every magazine turned into like a YouTube channel. So they were like, can we put these interviews on camera just because we literally just need to put videos on the channel? And I was like, sure. You know, like at that time in my life, if I had a 2 Chainz interview on YouTube, that'd be like the best thing that's ever happened in my whole pathetic career, you know?
Okay.
So I was like, please do it. And I kind of thought it would be a one-off. Did that weekend, did a bunch of interviews on camera. They put them out and then liked them enough to offer me a full-time job. So quit whatever I was doing in Chicago, sold all my shit, broke my lease, moved out to New York 30 days later, and then started working at Complex. And then about a year into that, I started working on the First We Feast side of things. We had to come up with a show. We were in that
First
magazine
We Feast
office.
Is like Complex's food division or something? It's
right.
Like Munchies for Vice.
Perfect corollary.
First We Feast is,
perfect
okay.
corollary.
Got it.
So started working with them. We had to come up with a show. We're in the magazine office. You see celebrities walking the halls all the time. So we're like, maybe we can do a celebrity interview show just because of our proximity to it.
Uh-huh.
And then we needed a food element and then also solve the problem of celebrity interviews are boring, you know?
Uh-huh.
Why are they boring? Because everyone's in a PR-driven flight pattern. What can we do to disrupt that? Chris Schoenberger was like, well, what if we had them eat increasingly spicy chicken wings over the course of the interview as a way to break them down? And then that was a Cupid's arrow into my brain, and we shot a pilot with Tony Yeo and had you in the first or second season, I remember.
Tony Yeo from G-Unit?
Yes, yeah.
Wow.
Shot the pilot with him, and then we haven't stopped shooting it since. It's been like 8 or 9 years.
It's such a hit.
Yeah, yeah.
It's such a hit. There's people that come up to me on the street, and they don't even know – what I do. They just know my interview from Hot Ones.
But that is an iconic episode. That is in the pantheon of great old
time. Is it up there? Am I in the top 10?
Yeah, yeah, definitely.
Okay. I thought, who's number one? Idris Elba is the number one.
Or that's a great meme. Gordon Ramsay's episode has...
Oh, I never saw that one.
It's amazing.
I will say I loved Guy Fieri's because he took spice, I think, better than anyone I saw on the show.
Yeah, well, he was great.
Right, Alton Brown and Guy Fieri, the guys that had food knowledge and know-how, seemed to handle spice the best.
I think,
and I really thought it was almost like a mental game.
You know what I think it is because I have it too. It's a familiarity. You know, a lot of people when they come on the show, the spiciest meal they've ever had in their lives is
Sriracha
on Hot Ones, and then they're doing in this bizarre context of having all these cameras and lights on them. You know what I mean?
Right,
so
right.
All of that can be kind of shocking in the moment. But a chef is.
But I mean,
Da
Bomb and those last four are.
Yeah.
I don't know how Guy Fieri or Alton Brown can even like mentally process their way out of it. It's like they're not. They're just like acid. They're
right.
Like sulfuric acid.
Right. That's
the second
gross.
Time I did the show, I was like laid out on the floor.
Well, I feel for you because...
But worse than the first time because I think I got a little cocky and I didn't go like the Coolio RIP route where
right.
I didn't fucking douse it, but I still was not as cautious as the first time and I was fucking toast.
You were just pouring
sauce
on it.
I was really in a world of hurt throughout my body and it was like it took my GI track a couple
I
days.
I called
to,
you
to
afterwards
recover.
To check in.
Yeah, it was horrible. It was fucking horrible. I mean, what is spice? Is it like a chemical compound?
Yeah, yeah. And it
is a singular chemical compound that they all share?
Well,
all the peppers share?
There's we order the we order the sauces by the Scoville scale, so there actually is a mathematical way, scientific way.
I know there's
to decide.
A Scoville scale, but what is it actually measuring?
So it's measuring
is there weed has THC?
Capsation. That's what it's called. Capsation per unit is like how you'd get a Scoville rating, right? So then you have, this active chemical that's sending a message to your brain that, you know, your tongue is on fire.
And how were you able to tolerate such a high... Through practice?
In the Tony Yayo
episode, are you like a mess?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh,
when
you
I
are.
First started, and we didn't think that we'd be programming it regularly. We thought maybe
it was
a
maybe a one-off.
Quarterly kind
right,
of internet
in
Super Bowl kind of event situation.
Yeah, yeah.
So,
and how successful is it? Like, what are the number? Is it can brag a little bit?
Total is over 2 billion views, and
wow,
we're starting our 22nd season, and we've shot over 300 episodes.
Really,
and
Jesus!
You have the hot sauce on top of that, and
it's
been kind of a perfect creative endeavor.
Yeah,
I think.
You know why? Because it's relatable. It's relatable all over the world, and you do what? I try to do on my shows, you get guests out of their comfort zone.
Mm-hmm, 100%.
And it's very rare to see celebrities out of their comfort zone.
Exactly.
Like you say, that PR flight pattern. And when you do see it, it's like amazing. And everybody can relate to like trying to eat spicier and spicier. My 8-year-old niece at her birthday was like eating peppers and like we were at a Thai restaurant. She's like, you dare me to eat it? And her friend was like, yeah. And then she was like, it's so spicy. It's like everybody... goes through that. So I actually think spice is the first drug that that you use as a child, besides caffeine, besides Coca-Cola.
And
I think spice is the first drug that you experiment with.
In the sober community. Like if I go to a hot sauce expo, it'll kind of look like the parking lot of a Slayer concert a little bit.
Because they can get high without getting high.
Yeah, and I do now frequently get a weightlessness
sort
of feeling.
You have so many endorphins released while you're at that spice level.
It's kind
of psychedelic.
A fun head high.
I wouldn't say it's fun, but it's something.
it's gotten there for me. You know, when I first started, I wouldn't get there. And now, like almost every episode around Wing 8, I'm floating. It's crazy.
Gosh. Have you ever gotten an endoscopy, colonoscopy to make sure that you...
I always go to the doctor. I haven't done that yet, but I have them do every blood test and hook me up to everything.
Really?
And figure out what's going on.
I just recently, I turned 40, so I went up my butt and around the corner, and the doctor said I was all right.
At least it wasn't in vain, you know? At least you
know
it's all good.
You got to do it when you... And the doc, and my physical, I got my first.
Finger, yeah.
A poke in the butt. The doctor goes, whoa, you turned 40. You know what that means. And I was like... Wait, hey, hold on, Doc. I just got a cold. Then I look back, both of his hands are in the air.
Just like that.
Bobby, with Eric Andre.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.